This is WSKG News. Governor Cuomo is due to announce his choice for the state's next chief judge today. The choice will bring the governor one step closer to choosing the entire seven-judge court. Karen DeWitt reports.
The list of nominees that Cuomo will choose from to lead the state's highest court includes potentially the first African-American chief judge of the Court of Appeals, as well as a former U.S. attorney who could be the state's first Hispanic chief judge. But the favorite is Westchester County District Attorney Janet DeFiore, who would be only the second woman to lead the court. DeFiore is an ally of Cuomo. She was the first chair of the State Ethics Commission when it was created by the governor and the legislature in 2011. And she's well regarded as a DA, noted for reviving cases where there were questions about convictions and using DNA evidence to find the actual culprits. Vince Bonventre is a court expert and Albany Law School professor. He says while DeFiore has an accomplished record and would be an excellent pick, all of the choices are up to the job.
You want someone who looks like that person could handle being the chief executive of New York's pretty huge, mammoth judicial branch.
Whoever is chosen, they'll replace the current chief judge, Jonathan Lippman. Lippman is forced to retire at the age of 70 under the New York State Constitution. In a recent interview with the statewide public television show New York Now, Lippman criticized that law.
That constitutional limitation was set in the year 1846, when average age expectancy was 40.
State lawmakers attempted to change the state's constitution to let judges stay on the bench longer, but it was voted down in 2013. The chief judge says ultimately, though, he's okay with leaving.
There's a time for change, get new blood.
Lippman has been an advocate for greater legal services for the poor. He's also made it easier for low-income New Yorkers to post bail. Even if Governor Cuomo meets the December 1 deadline to choose a nominee, it's unlikely that the state Senate will honor its 30-day timetable to vote on the choice. Senate Leader John Flanagan at the Capitol in early November for a meeting with his Republican members said he does not see the Senate coming back in December to ratify the governor's choice.
I don't see any reason why we would do that.
The Senate leader promises the governor's chief judge choice will get a full hearing, though, in January, along with another judge pick.
We will obviously vet the nominees for both of those positions in a timely fashion.
If the Senate does not act until into the new year, that means the Court of Appeals will begin meeting January 4th with two judges missing. Judge Susan Reed retired early, and the governor won't be announcing his choice to replace Reed until later in December. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.